If you've ever wondered about why you are not where you are, or why you aren't succeeding to the rate that you are or you think you should be, this episode with She Launches Podcast is going to be for you. We're going to be talking about how you can transform your goals, how to reshape those goals so that they can be much better done, so that you can achieve them and do more of the things that not only you want to do with your life and your family, but what God has for you. Make sure you check us out on this podcast, and I will see you on the inside. If you are a Christian woman who has knowledge or expertise in an area and you feel called or led to share that information with other people, but you feel overwhelmed with trying to figure it all out, like how do you really get started? What do you really need to do? Which guru do you really need to listen to? And if the tech alone might be stressing you out, or you're trying to figure out where will I find the time to even try to be consistent with sharing the knowledge that you have, but you still know you want to help others grow because you know that they can grow, overcome, and become in some area of their life with the information that you have, there is absolutely a way for you to share your gift with the world without feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and by doing it on your own schedule, as well as still giving impact. I am Dr. T. I am a longtime educator. I'm a certified executive business coach. I'm a launch expert. I am a course building expert, and I am here with She Launches Podcast, where we're helping thousands of women across the world get started, because what I know is getting started is the most daunting part of launching a business, but it can also be the most rewarding if you have the right guidance, knowledge, and expertise. We're also going to be talking in this podcast about how you can take care of yourself, your own mental, your own self-care, because this is the most pleasing aspect that I believe God wants us to be in charge of. So it is time for you to launch. It is time for you to get started. And I hope to see you on the inside of the podcast. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of She Launches Podcast, where we are talking to women all over the world about some of the things that you can do from a great perspective, from having God in your life, from having trying to do it from a believer's mindset, to be able to achieve what it is you want to achieve for yourself, for your family. We are talking about that here on She Launches Podcast. Make sure that you head over to SheLaunchesIt.com so you can see some of the great things that we have in store over there. A lot of free trainings over there for you to be able to jumpstart things that you want to do. So I'm encouraging you to make sure you jump over there, because there's just some good stuff I'm putting up there on the website. And today in this episode, we are talking about transforming your goals, strategies to overcome common challenges and succeed. Now, when I was originally thinking about this particular podcast, sometimes I feel like I come from a, you know, I want to call it more of a negative perspective of like, you know, why aren't you succeeding, or what's holding you back, or whatever. But I really wanted to flip this, and I'm going to work on trying to do a much better job with that, because I don't always want you to think about what you're not doing. I oftentimes, and most of the time, want you to think about what you are doing, or what you just need to shift or tweak in order to get to where you want to go. Because so sometimes it's just about a mind shift in the way that we're wording things, in the way that we're saying things, and the way that we're thinking about things. Thinking of it from a growth mindset, thinking of it from a winning perspective, thinking of it from a I can do this perspective, as opposed to, again, always thinking about what else I need to do. So I'm gonna work on that. You got your girl's word on that. I'm gonna be working on that. So today we're talking about transforming our goals, right? Because I know that we all have them, and I know that sometimes we want to achieve them at a different rate, and we may be wondering, like, you know, we might be wondering why we're not achieving them at the rate that we are, or what things that we may need to do differently. I know I've been having some conversation with some of my girls, and I'm like, are you hearing from God? Because I'm not. And if you talk to him, let him know I'm over here in need, right? Because I will get to a point where I question, you know, especially in dry seasons, am I going in the right direction? Am I doing the right things? That I actually hear from God? And oftentimes we will. That I think that's human nature to think that. And but watch this. Sometimes prayer just should be that, God, I'm going to keep moving forward if I don't hear from you. And anything and everything that you don't want me to touch, you don't want me to go, if a door needs to be closed, I'm asking you to do it. The end. Amen. Right? Like, I'm just saying, God, if I'm not hearing from you, I know that you have blessed me with this mindset that I have. I know you've blessed me to want to do your will. So in those seasons where you want me to just go out and do, I'm going to do. And when you don't want me to go somewhere, just bless me and move something out the way. That might set somebody free right there. So what we're talking about is overcoming some of the challenges, or not over, yeah, just overcoming some of the challenges to succeed. And again, trying to shift that a little bit, maybe thinking about it and looking at some strategies that are going to help us succeed. So let's just talk about it like that. You see, I'm already trying what I have been talking about, because that's what I want to be able to do. So what we're going to do is I want to talk about a few things on the list that I have for you guys that is, I think, going to help you when you're thinking about maybe some of the reasons why you're not achieving at the rate that you want to achieve at it. And some of them are going to match up to the podcast I did just the day before this. And so if you didn't check that one out, make sure you go back to that one, because we were talking about some good stuff over there with making sure that you overcome or talking about five of the barriers that women have when they're trying to launch their business. So we were talking about that, and some of the things that I have on the list today kind of can go in there. So maybe this is maybe a part two. Haven't done a part two on anything yet. So maybe this is just a part two with a different title. So we're going to go ahead and jump right in. So if we are trying to tackle some things, if we're trying to get ourselves to a place where we want to be overcoming things, one of the things that we have to do is have much more clarity on where we want to go. Now, when I think about this, you guys, I believe that first and foremost, God speaks to me about me first, but even before he speaks to me about speaking to other people. And if that is not what people are doing, then I'm going to tell them to go back to the altar. But that's just me, and I'm just being petty about that. But he's got to minister to me first. And I know that there has been times where I thought I was clear, and I was clear in my own thinking. And here's the thing. If you already know that your mind plays tricks on you, or your mind will tell you something is good when it's not good, or your mind will say, oh, we could do this when you really shouldn't do that, put it on paper. Like, don't trust yourself with that. I have this saying that I have that I am protecting me from myself, right? I'm protecting me from myself. So I was literally just telling my girl right before I did this recording, I was telling her how I went grocery shopping the other day, and I was telling her how I was mad at myself because I didn't get any chocolate. And I said, but here is the losing battle. I say, I don't want to buy chocolate when I go to the store. I said, because I'm going to eat it all. And I said, and then I'm going to be mad because I don't want to gain the weight. But when I come home without that chocolate, I'm going to be mad that I didn't get it. So that's always going to be the case. So I'm never going to win. I do my son the same way. You want something from the store, Mom? Nope. And then when he doesn't come back, so how come you didn't give me it? You said not to. I know, you know. So it's like circular reasoning to me. And so I know that when I have these goals and I have these, and wait, I'm going to say why I was saying that. I was saying that because that's how my mind will play tricks on me. That's how my mind stays in this world of, you know, it's, is it right? Is it wrong? You know, I did it. I didn't do it. So to have the clarity of what I need with what it is I want to achieve, I got to write it down. Because when I write it down, I have to be able to ask myself, you know, am I going to be able to measure that? Like, am I going to be able to get that done this week? If I said I was going to get it done this week, am I going to get it done this week? Right? I gotta have things that I know that I can write down to see if it's going to lead me to the ultimate goal of where I want to go, because it's going to help me to know if I'm making progress. Sometimes when we keep those nebulous goals out there, we keep those goals that don't have a measurement to them, they can just go on into perpetuity. And I don't like that for myself. So I want to have some goals that I have to write down. So this is really a challenge. All of these are going to be a challenge to you guys out there to say, which of these do we need to do better if we're going to achieve the type of success that we want to achieve, right? So do I need to be more clear about my goals? Do I need to be more clear about my priorities, or am I easily sidetracked? Yesterday I was talking about the shiny object syndrome. Like, am I easily sidetracked to less important things? And watch this. Not only, I'm going to repeat what I just said. Not only shiny object syndrome, but things that are less important. Oftentimes what we do is we spend way too much time on things that are not moving the needle. I'm telling you, I at a podcast I did before this, it was someone I was listening to. I think it was Dr. Myron Golden. And it was like, don't do anything that doesn't move the needle. Like I'm spending a lot of my time on stuff, and that stuff is not getting me closer to the goal that I set for myself. So that's the clarity. That was a clear thing I needed to hear from myself in order to help me move along and progress along to feel like I'm achieving the goals that I wanted to have. So that's one. Another one is having consistent effort. Now, tell the truth on yourself. Now, are you one that procrastinates a lot? Are you one that doesn't necessarily have the routine that you want to have, right? Like, if you say you're going to work out, are you putting do you have your stuff in the bag, and is your bag in the car? You know, is it easy to get to your workout clothes? Is it easy to do? Like, don't leave yourself with an excuse, right? Because our mind, again, will play tricks on us, and we won't necessarily have the type of effort or the consistent effort that we need in order to achieve at the level that we need to achieve. Now, think about this. What if we put one and two together? What if we aren't as clear as we want to be, and we don't have the effort we need? It's a recipe for disaster. It is absolutely a recipe for disaster. And that's why I'm going over this, because I want to even be asking myself, what is it that I'm doing or that I'm not doing that I need to begin to do so I can be clearer and be more satisfied with myself, my growth, my business, my personal life, right? That so that I can achieve what it is that I want to achieve in this life, right? Now, I also want to say that in conjunction with inconsistent effort, you can have poor time management, right? Like, those really can seem to go hand in hand, right? Because if you procrastinate and you lack a routine, you could also be grossly distracted. Right? Grossly distracted. You might have to take, you know, social media off your phone, like literally delete the apps, and then don't have them a way to be able to get to them. Like, we have to, there are a lot of addictive qualities in things that we have, right? Because here's the real question. Can I do without it? Can I do without it for an extended period of time? And if I feel like I can't do without it, that might be something that might be having an addictive quality to you, or getting your mind, or you are automatically grabbing your phone, using social media as an example, when you first wake up to get on social media and see what you missed or see what's going on. It might be literally stealing time from you, literally. Because I know that many times I remember when I was doing it, that I look up and 2 or 3 hours later, what do you mean 2 or 3 hours? Just mindlessly searching, right? Like, I don't want to be in a place where that is happening to me, whether it's that, whether it's television, whether it's binge watching. And there is some merit for me, you know, to doing some of those things at times for a mental break, but not in a way where it's going to take you all the way out of what you want to be accomplishing, and you need that time. So, like, I'll get a lot of folks that'll tell me to watch particular series on Netflix or Prime or whatever it is. And you know what? I know I have an addictive personality. I know that. And so I'm like, nope, because if it's 8 seasons long and it's 59, you know, episodes per season, and I got to watch them all back to back to back to back to back till my eyes are burning. And staying up all night. And now I'm exhausted. And now I'm in a whole whirlwind because now I'm talking about it. And it just literally has stolen the time from me, especially in a growth phase, right? And there can be a time and a season for that. On my way to heaven, there are times and seasons for things like that. And right now, if it is our time to accomplish, if it is our time to succeed, if it is our time to grind, then we have to be careful about our time management. I've said this next one before: unrealistic expectations. overly ambitious goals. I was literally, again, having a conversation with my girl, and I was saying, I'm going to have to start taking a day a week where I allow my body to do whatever it's going to do. Because I've told you guys about what's going on with me. And this particular calendar year and the year that I am starting my podcast, it's been a challenging year physically. And I said, you know, I just really need to just be like, your body gonna shut down one day. So plan for it. Instead of me planning, being irritated that I didn't plan for it. And then when I have to rest or I have to rest, my body is causing me to be down. Then I'm upset. But I should have planned for it. And then she said something that was even better than what I, because I thought what I said was good. But what she said was even better. She said, you need to plan for a 4-hour work week. I said, on my way to heaven, if that is not the gospel. She said, because if you plan for a 4-hour work week and you plan to get the things that you need to get done within those 4 days, if you could do 5, wonderful. If you could do 6, wonderful. Not going to be 7. But you can plan for that. And so if you get more days that you can accomplish, wonderful. But if you can't, you're not upset and putting pressure on yourself, undue pressure about the unrealistic expectations. Because right now in this season, we got to get whatever is happening with your body, we got to get that in control. I'm telling you, that set me free. That absolutely set me free. And that's what I'm really working to go with now. And again, because it's a drastic change for me, just mentally, even with, you know, with what's happening physically with me, I got to live my life on medium. Because these are drastic changes, I know it's going to take time, but I got to start right now. Right. I gotta start right now. So really, I gotta be like, one day a week, you gotta take 2 days a week off right now. Cause I know I need to get to 3 days a week, right? Because this is just where I'm at, right? And so those having ambitious goals is good, but not overly ambitious goals, so that there is a setback or frustration or disappointment when we're not achieving them, right? And or underestimating how much time is actually going to take. Sometimes we have to be able to say, okay, this is what I'm planning on doing, and then give ourselves a break when we couldn't do it in the first place, right? But that, because you have to go through this journey of learning, we have to give ourselves the opportunity to learn how much time it's going to take through the life and the life circumstances that are on us right now. Because right now might not be in a year from now, and what you're going through right now probably wasn't a year prior. But the right now is the right now, and plan for your right now. So setting expectations to be able to accomplish and achieve the goals that you want to achieve is paramount. We are talking about transform your goals and talking about some strategies to overcome some of the challenges that you may be facing in order to succeed. A couple more on the list. I don't generally think about this one. I'm not going to talk about negative mindset, because we know you got to have a positive mindset, and that's for another episode, but we know that. Financial constraints. I don't tend to think about that as much as I need to. I am terrible with a budget. I keep it in my head, and I had a thought, like probably in my 20s, like, just make enough money so you don't have to worry about it. It's a terrible thing, but it's how I've lived my life. It's bit me in the behind a couple of times for sure, but definitely getting better at that. So making sure that my budget is set so that I am facing what those financial stressors are, or I'm facing what the other things I may need to purchase for my business, as an example, to be able to do the things that I need to do, right? Not having the sufficient resources. Like there's a course I want to take that's in the six-figure range, that I'm like, right now, today, that might not be wise. Today we might be able to, you know, swing it in 6 months from now, based on where you are and what you're doing. Does that mean that I can't pay that much for a course? Absolutely not. It just means that based on what you're doing, it might not be the right season, and that's okay. Right? That's okay. And we have to be able to be honest with ourselves about where we are, because doing something right now, doing something right now, it just may be out of season. And I'm not talking about, you know, stepping out on faith. And I'm not talking about being in the season where that's the thing you need to do, or being afraid because you're spending that kind of money. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about taking a look at the whole thing that you're doing and saying, right now, today, I'm going to pause on that for today. I want to come back to it, and God willing, and creek don't rise, as one of my old bosses used to say, we'll get there. But I'm going to hold on for today. I'm going to sleep on it. I'm going to talk to some folks that know where I'm at so that I can get seek some wise counsel with that, right? Because sometimes we just want to jump into the things that we want to jump in, and it might just not be in the right season. The last two that I want to talk about, I think, are important as well. While I don't personally always think of the financial constraints, I now am thinking about this next one, which are the health issues. And I don't know if we are always thinking about that. I think that we run ourselves into the ground way too much, and we got to get better at that. So we cannot neglect our self-care. However you need to start, you need to start, you need to start, you need to start. I talk about it all the time. It's talked about everywhere. Mental health is a real thing. We have to have a strong physical, mental, emotional ability to do things, especially if you are a solopreneur, especially if you're out there trying to make this thing work by yourself. You're trying to build this thing by yourself. You're going to need to have some self-care, because burnout is real. I have felt it. I know what it is. And you know what? Burnout, the reason why I've learned that burnout is scary is that it caused me to not want to go back at all. That's why burnout was scary. It wasn't just that I burnt out and stopped on something. I didn't go back to it. And so I have to pace myself. You have to pace yourself. You have to pace yourself so that your mental and physical will be able to withstand. I've said it before, ask yourself, whatever you're planning on doing, can you sustain it for a minimum of a year by yourself in the way that you're doing it without burning out? If you want to do something 5 days a week, do it 5 days a week. But can you do that 5 days a week for the next 52 weeks is the question, right? And so asking yourself those real questions will help you to know that it's better for you to do less and be consistent and go longer than it is for you to try to sprint and get ahead, because you're just going to burn out. And that's not what you want to do. And finally, checking out some external circumstances. What am I talking about? There are life events that happen. Right? I was just saying about some of the things that happened with my health. Now, my health has done what it's doing, and I'm doing everything I can to take care of it, except resting when I probably should rest a lot more. I rest because I have to. I don't rest because that's just what, like, let's get ahead of this. And you guys pray for me. You know, I'm a work in progress, but external circumstances or life events can cause our schedules to get off, right? It can cause us to not be able to move forward in the way that we want to move forward. And therefore it feels like a setback. Oh, I didn't achieve that. I didn't do that. But the reality is, plan for the life events, plan for where you are, plan for what may come. Now, we can't just plan that, you know, something is going to happen that's unforeseen. I get that. But right now, Dr. T is foolish if she thinks that she can work 6 days a week in the way that she's doing it. Because you know what? This whole calendar year, I have not been able to. Not without a setback, not without some costly setback. So why is it 7 months into the year I'm just not figuring it out? I don't know, but we're here now, right? And I'm saying this again, not just for you. I'm saying this because God drops this in my spirit for me to work on me as well, right? Because things change, industries that you might be in change, and we have to know how to shift with them. You know, there's a whole lot of empty buildings in places because they didn't want to shift with the external circumstances that were happening. And sometimes it's that way. Sometimes your money shifted. Sometimes your life shifted. Sometimes something happened with you know, your extracurricular activity shifted. Sometimes something happened with your children, shifted, and you have to make some choices with that, because if we can overcome these barriers, we're going to be in the exact right place to be primed for achieving our goals. We will be in the exact right place to be in position to achieve our goals. I know there's a lot more involved with simply achieving our goals, but I want to be at least in the right place. I want to at least be in the right place to be able to be there. So I hope this was a blessing for you as we talked about today, being able to transform your goals. Just make a shift. I'm challenging you over the next 30 days to take in what I said on this. Download this particular episode, keep it with you, listen to it again as many times as you need to. Send it to a sister friend if you need to, and go on a challenge with someone. go on a challenge in your household, go on a challenge in your family, that we're going to do this for the next, 30 days. This is what our challenge is, and make it something that we can achieve, right? Because we can celebrate that as opposed to making it too hard and forgetting most of what I said on here, right? Overthinking it or doing things where you have an unrealistic expectation. So that's what I have for you today. I pray that there was something that I said was a blessing to you, that you understood my heart, where I was coming from, because my goal for all of us is to win while we on this side of heaven, and that we can accomplish what God has for us to accomplish, and those dreams and desires that we have for ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen. I will see you guys in the next episode. Hey, sis, before you take off, I'd really appreciate if you took 30 seconds to head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify to give me a rating for this episode, because as you know, ratings are the most important currency here in this type of platform. Also, if you found this episode helpful, I'd really, really appreciate if you shared it with one of your sister friends that might need this word of encouragement to get started themselves. The more we can share the good news that we're getting here on She Launches Podcast, I believe the more that God will be pleased and the more we can impact the world. Thanks so much, and we'll see you in the next episode.